Describe your feelings at the end of the tournament, satisfaction or pride?
A bit of both, actually. Satisfied that the event went extremely well, and proud of the team and the golf club for producing such a great, spectacular event this week. To have Arjun Atwal be our Dubai Open champion for this year, having done what he's done in the past, PGA Tour player, very successful PGA Tour player, and now having won after such a long period of time is very satisfying.
How pleasing it is to have hosted the first professional event at this arena?
Yeah, very pleased. We've always had plans to do something professional golf tournament-wise. Our owner and both Mr. Faliknaz and Ernie Els has always been pushing for some form of professional golf tournament here at the club. So to finally have one under our belt standing here Sunday afternoon with the event behind us is extremely satisfying for the whole club and for Dubai Sports City. Dubai Sports City has really started to emerge as a destination where some of the best professional golf tournaments, football tournaments, cricket tournaments is taking place, and to have this one, another Troon venue. We've got the HSBC Abu Dhabi event, which takes place early in next year, and now the Dubai Open here at the Els Club is a great achievement for us.
How do you assess the whole, how the tournament has gone?
The tournament's gone really well. I mean, the feedback from the players has been great. Scoring-wise, I predicted 12 under par, so obviously, what do I know? But we set the course up as per the Asian Tour requirements, and we set it up fair. I would say it was a fair test of golf. Pin positions were tucked away on the second day, and it reflected in the scores. The wind was up on the first day, so the boys had a little bit more of a challenging setup with the winds up to probably two clubs. The last couple of days have been very fair. Tees were pushed up forwards. The course is playing a little bit shorter. Perfect weather conditions. Hardly a breath of wind in the air. So there was really plenty of opportunities out there for birdies and eagles in some of the shorter par fives. And you could see that in the scores that came through over the last couple of days.
Do you regard it as a success, this event?
100% a success. I think if you get to Sunday and you've got a champion as experienced as Arjun Atwal, and you've got Darren Clarke, who was pushing for the lead after round three, some of the best players on the Asian Tour are here. We've got a few of the young superstars coming through from European Tour, Tommy Fleetwood and Mats Fitzpatrick. So I think gauging success, I would say we are. We've hosted a fantastic event, and we're really proud to be in association with Golf in Dubai, and we look forward to a future relationship.
What is next for Els Club? This tournament is penciled again for next year as well?
Yeah, there's an option in there for us to host it. I think we need to just sort of take stock of where we are from all the stakeholders, from Golf in Dubai, from the Asian Tour, from our ownership group, from ourselves, obviously, and just see where we go for next year. So I'd like to think that the Dubai Open will be certainly back in the Els Club.
A word on your staff and the work they have done in the past 4 days.
Yeah, I'm extremely proud of the staff. I mean, we've worked. There's a lot of behind the scenes work goes into hosting an event, and you know, with the greenkeeping staff getting into work at 4 o'clock in the morning for 5, 6, 7 days in a row is takes its toll. But even with the operations team, F&B, you know, I can't be more proud of what they've done. The feedback again from the players regarding the course condition has been outstanding. The food and beverage side of things as well. It's really pleasing to hear that, you know, they're telling us the food here has been the best all year round. So that's important. Keep the players happy with their food and beverage during the week. So yeah, I couldn't be more proud of the team for what they've accomplished in this first Els Club event, Dubai Open.